7-9.
Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Say, I'm saved. It's good. Say, I'm saved. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm saved. And I'm going to say this. If you see me act up tomorrow, I'm saved. If you see me do something I ain't got no business, be patient with me. But I'm saved. Don't care what you try to say. Don't care what you say about me. How you know what I'm saying? Because I trust in what he did. And it can be in your spirit, but if your soul is not changed, it'll never be released in your body. So it's your job to release what's in your spirit in your body. How do you do that? Let's go to Philemon chapter 1. Anybody learning? Yes. Anybody getting free from religion? Yes. Come on. I know I got it. I got it, y'all. And I ain't free yet. I ain't completely free. Because, see, that's a system. You've been programmed your whole life about what you do. And everybody in this room who say you want to please God, everybody in this room who say, I just want to please him, according to that system, all us in here off. All these different color hairdos in here. All this weave in here. Come on, church. Quiet church, ain't it? All these pants in here. All the mixing of garments in here. God, look at you. He calls you guilty. Philemon chapter 1. Verse 6, well, Prophet Karn, you say I'm saved. You say I got all this in me. You say I'm anointed. You say the power of God's in my life. I believe it. But how do I make it manifest? I want to see how to work it. Come on, Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, what did it say? Now, wait, that word communication means release. It means transfer. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm transferring to you. That word transfer, that word communicate means to release, transfer. It means to give. Galatians 6 says, let him who is taught in the word communicate unto him. That means give unto him. Am I making sense? So that word communication means to give. It means to release. Faith. Okay, now keep reading. Start over again. That the communication, I want you to get this, the communication, the release, the transfer of my faith. Come on. This is the way that word effectual means it'll start working. I got faith in me, but it ain't working. Why isn't it working? Read.
By the acknowledging of everything which is in you.
So the reason it ain't working is because you don't acknowledge you already got it. You praying for joy. But if you got the spirit, you already got joy. So how do I get my joy to manifest? Thank you for the joy that I have in my spirit. Lord, I give you praise that I have joy in my spirit, even though I don't feel it. Lord, I don't feel it. I'm mad. I'm upset. I want to hit somebody in the mouth. But I think that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when you acknowledge what you already have, you're praying for this and praying for that. And God said the way your faith starts working is when you acknowledge what you already have. Your cop father, I think that I'm saved today. I think that I have confidence. I think that I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I think that I have power. I think that all things are working. You're acknowledging what you already have. Not praying, Lord, I'm asking you to bless me. I've already blessed you with all spiritual blessings. But the way it works is you have to acknowledge what's already in you. Am I making sense? Give me John. And see, John 1:16 says, of his fullness have we all received. Lord got on me the other day. Lord be today, he be wearing me out. He do. When you pray for a double portion, you crazy. See, Elisha needed a double portion because he didn't have the Holy Ghost. But I got Christ in his fullness. Of his fullness have we received. Get that, y'all. You don't have Christ in a measure. Y'all got to get that in your spirit. Don't nobody got more Christ than you. The only reason somebody Christ is working more than yours is because they're acknowledging it more than you. They acknowledge what's in, but you have Christ in his fullness. Your spirit is identical to Jesus, and the way you experience that is by acknowledging it, not through an experience. I want you to see this now, because some of you love having experiences with God. Ooh, Lord, I just want experience. Experiences are great, but it don't bring change. It's not what you do. I haven't prayed. I haven't fasted. That's how I'm going to get more from God. That's works. I'm going to go on a 10-year consecration. Fasting don't give you no gift. Fasting makes you come into reality of the essence of your being. Fasting starves the flesh. And when it starves the flesh, it opens up your spirit. It was already there. You just didn't know it because your flesh was dominating. But everything you need is already in your spirit. It's already in you. The only reason you're not manifesting it is because God's trying to fight with your unrenewed mind. You are as perfect as you ever going to be. The only thing got to change is your mind. How that mind going to change? You got to get in that word. Romans chapter 12. Come on, let's go there. I ain't letting y'all rush me. Y'all need to get this. Am I helping anybody? Lay hands on yourself. Say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Look at your neighbor. Tell him I'm saved. Look at somebody else. Say, I'm anointed, baby. Lay hands. Say, I know everything. Say, I'm real smart. Say, I got power. You believe that?
Yes.
Now, you can't determine that based on how you feel. That's in your spirit, man. You change your purpose, it's going to be. You're going to be. Where I told y'all to go? Romans 12. What it says, be not what? We're going to start at verse 2. Be not what? Be not conformed to this what? That word conform means don't be poured into the mold of the world. Don't do what everybody else is doing. But be ye what?
Transformed.
By the? The only way my mind, even though my spirit is changed, my mind must be changed to determine what my body gonna do.
That's right.
Your spirit man saved as it's gonna be. But until your soul gets saved, your body won't follow. And the way it changes is through the word of God. And when you look in that word tells you who you are. And that's why I keep telling you, you saved. And you never read the whole Bible? That's your mirror. Now, some of y'all look in the natural mirror more than you do your real mirror. Come on, some of y'all women, you keep mirrors everywhere. Be sitting in church, gotta make sure my makeup right, gotta get my hair right, take out your little thing, looking in that mirror. So vain, full of yourself. Why you don't check your spirit the way you check your flesh? How you check your spirit? Get in that word. And see, some of you don't have no word in you, so your spirit can't be checked. You don't even know what the words say about it. So because you don't know what the word said, but you can't check it. And I said, you talk to people and you see things to people and you be telling them you off and they think you off. It's just it's sitting up talking to somebody who you by the Spirit is telling them what's wrong with them. But they are so dominated by their soul and emotions that you can tell them, but they won't check the word. They got to go and pray about it. You don't need to pray about it. Go read your Bible. See, some of y'all think that stuff is deep. That's not deep. You know, your man of God come tell you something, he watch for your soul. There are things I see in you that you're not going to see in yourself. The Bible didn't say he watched for your spirit because your spirit is perfect. But he got to watch for your soul. My job is to watch over your personality. I got to watch over your will. Watch over your emotions. That's my job. Your spirit, you say you as saved as you're going to be. Yeah, I'm saved. But I know I'm saved. That's right. But your soul ain't. And that's what I watch for. You got character flaws. I could see it in your soul. Let me help you. Let this word help you. But some of you so stuck on yourself. Won't look in that mirror. Won't look in that word. Your pastor can sit up and show you something in the word. And you fight it. You think I'm going to see something in the word and fight it? You're crazy. And it's easy. Say amen. Amen. Give me Ephesians 4:17. Ephesians 4:17. What did it say?
This I say therefore. And testify in the Lord.
Come on.
Stop.
Walk not as other Gentiles walk. Now remember, whenever you're dealing with Gentiles in this context, Paul is talking to Jewish people. And when he's dealing with Gentiles, Gentiles always mean people who are not under the covenant. So they're sinners. God told us as believers, do not walk as Gentiles. How do they walk? Read.
In the vanity of their mind.
God said, do not live like a sinner who lives by the vanity of their mind, which means don't be a sinner, and you can determine a sinner because they are dominated by carnality. The way you know a sinner is they are dominated by their five senses. Prophet Khan, you preaching. Give me Romans chapter 8, verse 6. To be carnally minded is what? Read. Now, I want you to see this, and I keep telling you, all sin is carnal, but all carnality isn't sin. And most of you, when you think of carnal, you think of sex, drugs, rock and roll, beer, cussing. All carnal means is controlled by the five senses. So if you make decisions based on what you see, you're carnal. If you make a decision based on what you feel, I keep telling you, the word of God say give, don't it? Yes. Hello? The word say give, don't it?
Yes.
The pastor tell you give on it.
Yes.
But you look at your account. To determine whether you give, God say you are carnal. I said, bless them that curse you. But you don't do it because of the way you feel. You carnal. Am I helping somebody? Overcome evil with good. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Do you feel like doing that?
No.
Somebody make you mad? Do you want to bless them?
No.
And if you don't do it because of the way you feel, you carnal. I told you, bless me at all times. So if there's ever a moment that we come together, I commanded you to praise me. And if you allow what you're going through to determine the temperature of your praise, guess what you are? Carnal. I don't feel like it today. I'ma come, but I don't feel like lifting my hand. Carnal. I don't feel like worshiping. I just ain't in the mood. I'm a carnal. Because you are dominated by how you feel. And God say that mind is death. Now, when you understand how powerful that is and understand that I can't afford to have a carnal mind, that you can be saved. This is Paul having a conversation with Christians and telling Christians, you're saved, but you're thinking like a sinner. Your mind need to be renewed. Am I making sense? And it's amazing. Whatever the world tells us, we believe it. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how backwards you is. Show you how backwards. Lord, show. I'm going to show you. Now, how many of y'all believe in germs? Right now, you believe in germs? Never seen them. They have never seen a germ. I got to wash my hand. Got germs on my hands. I got to get these germs. You don't know. But because the world told you that there's germs, you believe it. You never seen a radio signal. They tell you it's television signals. It's signals going on through here. And you believe it. Never seen it. There are sound waves. Never seen it. You believe it. Because you're worldly. The point I'm trying to make to you is, isn't it amazing that whatever the world tells you, watch it, even though you've never seen it, you believe it. God tell you something, you got to see it to believe it. You ain't never, the world told you that the sun is 93 million miles away from the earth. You ain't measured the sun. They told us that the world is round. Now you got some people say the world flat. Whatever it is, you don't know. Amen. But they told you, you believe it. Because we are dominated by, and it's amazing that when it comes to the spiritual world, we don't recognize that there's an entire spiritual world out there that exists. There's angels in here. Not because I feel them, because he said that the angels of the Lord. And if you believe it, you would act like it. You wouldn't be scared to go out at night. Anybody gonna rob me, that angel will beat you up if you try to mess with me. How many of y'all got angels with swords and they be beat? There's a whole spiritual world out here. And if you could ever open your eyes and seeing the spirit, Elabashanda. When that man's eyes came over, he looked at him and said, more be they with us. They was there, he just couldn't see it. All the money you need has already been provided. Say amen.
Amen.
But to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. You know what that means? That if you're going to be spiritually minded, you got to be word minded. That's what spiritual. Spiritual minded don't mean ikorobo shanda dabasi. Some of y'all speak in tongues and you still carnal. I mean, you can speak in tongues from here to Alabama and still be carnal. Spiritual minded means you are word minded. And even though you have peace, you would not see that peace unless you keep your mind stayed on him. Am I making sense? Go back to Romans 4:17 real quick. Told y'all I ain't rushing. I mean, Ephesians 4:17, I'm sorry. Do not walk like sinners do in a vanity of mind. What is vanity of mind? A mind that's not used to study the word. Study for a test but won't study your Bible. Study for an exam but won't study your Bible. Won't live in that word. Won't renew your mind with that word. Look at verse 18. What did it say? Yeah.
Being alienated from the life of God.
God said when your mind is not renewed, your understanding will be darkened and you will become alienated. You will become a foreigner of what's yours. All these promises belong to you, but you can't get them because you won't renew your mind and you acting like a foreigner. That's why devil don't want, like, you sit up and hear words like this, and I teach you word like this, devil wants you to get sleepy. You go teaching on the word, ooh, man, God help me, ooh, I'm falling asleep. See, you folk that be easy to fall asleep, you need to recognize that the devil know that if you ever get some word in you, you're going to be something else. I keep telling you, when I sit in church and I recognize I used to get tired, you know, I had a pastor preach a long, long, long time, about 3-4 hours. Guess what I would do? Stand up. She says I'm good. No, I'm trying to stay up. I mean, because I need this word. And guess what the devil want me to go see? Because he don't want me to hear this word. Your mind is vain when you don't use it to study the word, when you use it to gossip. Backbite. Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. I told you I came off of it because if you look at that, it'll mess your spirit up. You get distracted just being folk business. Amen. Don't leave folk alone. Just read the Bible. Read verse 18. I see there that word, and see, let me tell you something, it ain't enough just to read your Bible. You need understanding. See, knowledge is only good if you understand the knowledge. And that's why God bring you to the man of God. How shall I understand except some man should guide me? Y'all sit home, read every book known to man, sit home, get your own revelation. God don't give it to everybody. God don't open this word. Some of y'all be saying, prophet, I be reading the scriptures and I don't be seeing what you see. You ain't supposed to. Come to church. It's hid from you. But as you come, and if you talk to God about things, he'll make me hit on it. I don't even know why I'm preaching on it. And folk be telling me, pastor, off subject. No, somebody talk to God about something this week. Don't blame me. Blame that sister next to you. Read verse 19. Now, you, how many people know you healed?
Yes.
Hello? How many know you healed?
Yes.
How many of y'all know you rich?
Yes.
How many know you blessed?
Yes.
How many know it ain't got nothing to do with a feeling?
Yes.
And if you don't know that, you won't believe it if you're dominated by what you see and what you feel. Verse 19.
Past feeling.
Past! Kashela kukusa. Past feeling. Come on. Now, I'm telling you that there's a realm in the spirit. There's a realm in the spirit that you can feel something. There's a godly feeling. Amen. There's sometimes when I prophesy, I just get that note. How you know? I just feel it in my spirit. But the point I'm trying to make to you is your feelings should be your caboose, not your engine. Your feelings should follow your spirit, not your spirit following your feelings. Because if your spirit is following your feelings, then your spirit is following your soul. And it's your soul that's supposed to follow your spirit. Verse 20. One more. Come on, let's go.
But ye have not so learned right.
Uh-huh.
And so be that ye have learned, have learned you.
Yeah.
And have been taught by him.
Come on.
And the truth is in Jesus.
Read.
That he put out concerning the former conversation.
Uh-huh. Put off the old man. Read. Uh-huh. Come on.
That he put out concerning the former conversation,
Yeah.
The old man.
Yeah.
Which is corrupt.
Come on.
According to the deceitful lust.
Read.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
And that you put on the new man.
Did you put on the
new man?
Read. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Your new man is created in holiness. Good God from on high. New prophet. I'm new. I don't look like it. I don't feel like it. Because you ain't looking in the mirror of that word. Say I'm a new man.
I'm a new man.
Say I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Say I'm created righteous.
I'm holy.
I'm not getting holy.
I'm not getting holy.
I'm not getting righteous.
I'm not getting righteous.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
I'm trying to let y'all know that if you approach God based on works, you're already wrong. Because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, you are in his righteousness. Write that down and read it when you get home. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You need to make sure you have his righteousness. When you become born again, you are a new person. You're not just a new person. You're a new person that's never existed before. The new you has never existed before. And you are as righteous and holy as Jesus is. Ain't Jesus holy? Well, your new man is holy. That's your spirit. But your soul and your body is working at being holy. And it don't come until you renew your mind. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Glory to God. So there's a reason for that. The only reason God can communicate with us is because our spirit has been raised. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. And if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. 1 John 4:17 say, as he is, so are you. Right now. What? I don't look like it. It can't be talking about your flesh. It got to be talking about your spirit. If right now I came and told you that there's money in your front yard, there's money in that front yard, there's money. I'm telling you that there's money, there's treasure in your earthen vessel. And even though it's there, until you dig, you'll never get it. So how do I get this treasure in my spirit? Digging that word.
Thank you for listening to the prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday and Tuesday at 7 p.m., meeting at Progressive Baptist Church, 1600 Clanton Road in Charlotte, North Carolina, or at KCC St. Mary's in St. Mary's, Georgia, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. at 124 Industrial Drive, St. Mary's, Georgia. Call 1-833-522-5433. Or 1-855-984-2276, or visit us at kccharlotte.org or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.